Blog Talk Radio.
Across the country and around the world, streaming live on the internet, it's Real Estate Coaching Radio, bringing you the latest news, interviews, and secrets of the top producers. Hosted by award-winning real estate coaches, Tim and Julie Harris.
Welcome to Real Estate Coaching Radio. We are joined today by Ben Caballero, the RealTrends number one top producing agent in the United States for several years running now. But he's not your normal agent. He's a listing agent who works exclusively with builders and uses the Homes USA platform as his lead generation and sales vehicle for moving inventory. In 2013, that was over $700 million in inventory, a new record even for him. Ben joins us today to talk about Homes USA and the benefits of strategically working with home builders to sell new homes. Now to your host, Tim Harris.
Thank you, Mr. Ventura. And Ben, welcome to today's call. We really appreciate you being our superstar today and also my co-host. So thank you again for doing that. So $700 million last year. I'm curious, what are you on track for this year?
Well, we're going to get close to $1 billion. That would be a nice landmark. If we don't get it this year, we'll get it next year, I'm confident.
Yeah, that's pretty impressive. I don't know. I know you're not, and we're going to talk about this today. We've had a lot of our other superstars and a lot of our students actually requested that we interview you. And I know you don't run a traditional real estate office. You've actually, I think, in a lot of ways, taken sort of the traditional real estate model and completely thrown it out, and you've come up with, I think, what a lot of our listeners will agree is maybe what should be the next evolution of the traditional real estate model. So I'm excited to get to that. So, you know, like I said, you don't practice traditional real estate because you work exclusively with home builders as a listing agent, and you use Homes USA web platform as your listing tool. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Well, it is totally online. We collect the information from builders, and we do it with in a way that really reduces their time that's required to enter the information. You know, we keep a library of things like photographs and floor plans and renderings. So they can just pull those. So, you know, we just have a lot of tools that are online. We use technology very heavily, and it's behind a firewall, not a firewall, but a login, and it's not a public website. It's for our customers. Although we do have a search engine for consumers, that's not our primary interest as far as marketing. We market to realtors, and there's not a lot of things that are available to builders to that allow them to market to the realtor community, even though realtors sell about 70% or more of all the homes.
Well, Homes USA, you started that website. Am I correct about that?
That's correct. We launched it in 2007, and we've constantly improved it since that time, and we really, there's not a whole lot of similarity between what it was then and what it is now.
Is it an overstatement to say, because this is, I've been on the website, and I did some research prior to our interview today, and I've read a lot about you over the years, too, to be honest. Is it an overstatement to say that Homes USA and what you're doing essentially is it like its own standalone MLS?
Well, no. We through the RETS feed, we capture the MLS information. We pull it all in, and that's not that uncommon. Large companies do that pretty much as a standard process. But we are a collection facility for companies that want to use us for MLS purposes. So we just make it very easy to for them to make a listing request, change a price, change a status, They can log in, click a button, and it's done, you know. And as far as the listings themselves, we're just now launching a what I think is going to be a game changer, and it's going to allow us to appeal to a much broader audience, and that is we're taking direct data feeds from builders and using that to create their MLS listings. And through the entire process, we will be able to eliminate everything that's involved except eight fields. They'll have to enter eight fields. For instance, for it to create a new listing, all they will have to do is enter the legal description, and the price and everything will be coming directly from the builder's office.
So I'm trying to, for folks that aren't familiar with what you're doing and how you've created this really, I think, innovative approach, just help me paint the broad, tell me where I'm wrong with my understanding of the broad strokes. I'm a builder in the Houston area, and I'm thinking about, and I know you service all of Texas now, don't you?
Yes, the four largest markets.
Right. So I'm a builder in one of those markets in Texas, and I have these homes, maybe I have some elevations of some potential homes. I can then take those properties and I put them on Homes USA. Is that essentially the relationship? So the builder has the ability to, upload their own listing. So are those exclusive listings? Do those become exclusive listings of your broker, or how are those treated, just, you know, the semantics of it all?
Yes, it's we are the exclusive listing broker, and now we are not the exclusive. We don't have the exclusive right to sell, because in Texas, builders have a right to sell their own properties. We
sure.
In Texas, as in some other states, we still believe if you own something, you have the right to sell it yourself. And so, by extension, builders can hire employees to work for them, as long as the employees are actually receive a W-2 and don't work for anybody else, selling anything else, then they can act as the builder's representative to sell homes.
Okay, so from a listing broker's perspective, you obviously have a massive inventory of arguably the most desirable property, because new construction in most cases is always going to outsell resale. So as a listing broker, I mean, obviously you're on track to sell, you know, hopefully over $1 billion. I'll throw that out there for you this year in volume. The new construction builders put their listings on your site, and I assume there's some sort of fee that's associated with that. And then realtors then are marketed to, and you then market to these realtors, letting them know about the inventory. And you then, I assume, also have realtors that work for you as buyer's agents, or is that, explain to me more how it works, what the sort of the business model of this is.
Well, that would be a more traditional model, and we do have some agents, but they don't really get involved with the Homes USA platform. They will list and sell primarily pre-owned homes, but they do sell a number of new homes as the opportunity permits.
So RealTrends ranked you as the number one real estate salesperson in the whole USA for 2012, 2013, 2014, and hopefully a lot longer than that. How do you feel about that?
Well, you know, it's whenever you're doing something that you enjoy, and this is something that I do enjoy a great deal, that's really the biggest reward that I have for it. You know, both my parents were brokers, and real estate, you know, I guess I bleed real estate, but I don't really feel any different or anything. It just, you know, that's just what I do, and it just happened to be something that was very successful and allowed me to carry the largest volume of any one agent. I don't know if that answers your question.
It does. It does. No, it's the Texas humility coming out, which I always appreciate. So how large is your team? Let us know how your business is set up. I think people will be surprised how efficient your staff is.
Well, our technology staff is larger than our administrative staff. And So, I mean, you know, I used to think I was a real estate company that just dabbled in technology, but as years pass, I see really that I'm becoming as much of a technology company as a real estate company, because we rely so heavily on it, and it has so many benefits that we just it can do so much. And so our administrative staff is probably about 40% of our total employees, total number of employees. So
what folks in the industry can list on the website? So can any builder, what's the criteria for them basically being included on the website? Do they have to go through any sort of process?
Well, no, they just have to sign a contract. It's pretty easy for them. But as far as the kind of builder, this is set up for a volume builder. You know, a national builder, multi-market builder. We have several regional builders, and we have several national builders, but we are serving them currently just in the Texas market. And, of course, I hope that changes here soon, and that's what we've been building our platform to be able to handle. Now, our platform being on the Internet is scalable. It would take a lot more business very easily. And, you know, I could quadruple or multiply tenfold if I had the opportunity.
In other words, there's no reason to not start going outside of Texas to other states, is what I'm hearing you say.
That's correct. The only thing we would have to deal with are the licensing requirements and that sort of thing. And,
sure.
And then, of course, other states are different from Texas as far as the model that I mentioned to you before, where states and require, if you're selling real estate, to be licensed, you know, regardless if it's you're working for a company exclusively or not. You still, if you're on site selling homes, you have to be licensed. And so we would have to be sensitive to that and solve that. But I don't see that as a big issue.
I seem to remember that last year or the year before, you were embroiled, and maybe I'm remembering incorrectly, that you were embroiled a little bit in this whole syndication, you know, Zillow, Trulia, Realtor.com, all
right,
the rest of it. Am I remembering
right
correctly that you're kind of the heart of that?
Yes.
Okay, I do remember that, yeah.
Yes.
NAREP.net
is where anybody, where your listeners could take a look at that if they want. And we have a Bill of Rights that for brokers and some other information, listing agreement addendum that would protect the broker from any things that these portals might do.
For example, I want to talk about Homes USA Club, and I'd also like to talk with you a little bit about that, if that's okay. I mean, what are included in the Bill of Rights? This, by the way, on our radio show, Ben, is pretty much one of our top five topics, because I'm right there with you on your approach to this, and I think it's important that our readers realize that you're one of the probably most vocal folks in the nation saying enough is enough, and this is how we should at least have some ground rules that protect listing agents. Because for the most part, no one's actually taken that stance. It's always kind of been, you know, it's just these big highfalutin conversations, but no one's really protecting the individual practitioner's business. And your Bill of Rights or your proposed Bill of Rights, I really appreciate that. Can you talk a little bit about that?
Sure. It pretty much follows the NAR's bill of NAR's code of ethics. For instance, the right to bar brokers and agents from advertising on a listing that they don't own. So I mean an agent can't come and put a sign in front of one of my listings, but they can pay Zillow or Trulia or somebody to put their ad next to my listing. And in the case of Realtor.com, there's no way for that. Are certainly no easy way for that consumer to find me. And And so they're going to get somebody that doesn't really know anything about the home. I don't believe that owners would like that if they really understood the implications.
Well, I agree. I absolutely agree. So do you, I know, and you probably know a lot of these same folks around the country, these top listing agents who really dominate a particular, it's usually a large geographic area, where they dominate, like they have 30% of all the listings, something like that. I'm thinking of one guy in Philadelphia, a lot of you guys know him as, you know, Alan Dom. And he basically stopped putting his stuff in the MLS. He just essentially formed his own MLS. And if you want to see any of the buildings in these, or any units available in these condo buildings that he dominates, then you go to his website and you see what's available. And the amazing thing is the sellers, you know, they obviously agree to that. They wouldn't be listing with Alan. And this whole mindset that syndicating or having a seller's listing featured on multiple websites somehow is an advantage to the seller, that's just a fallacy. And there's never been a single report that I've ever read that's shown that somehow the seller's house sells for more just because it's been over-syndicated. So are you working towards, or do you see a time when there actually could be that level of fractionalization in the country with smaller, you know, technology-minded folks like you spinning off their listings and not even participating in mainstream MLSs?
Well, I just saw today, I think, in an Inman article that another MLS has been formed by a group of realtors. So, you know, then you have the opposite side. You have the pre-listing
yep.
or the pocket listings that are bypassing MLS and the search engines altogether. So, you know, we're in a real state of flux here. And I think it's going to just probably progress along until there's enough pain and enough awareness in the industry that people do as NAR, I keep saying NAR and I know that's wrong, but NAR recommended, and that is to demand to negotiate with these portals for better rights rather than just following along like a bunch of blind sheep. And that's, you know, this is a new situation. Realtors are not necessarily known for their quick adaptation to technology, and these people, these portals are spending millions of dollars, tens of millions of dollars, to get their story out there, and it's difficult, if not just totally impossible, for any one person or even group of companies to fight them. So it's going to have to be a revolt if they're going to change anything. If we have enough pain, there will be a revolt, or as in is what may be happening also, I see signs of it, is that these portals are beginning to back off a little bit of some of their hardcore principles. Zillow, for instance, does put the listing agent on top of the agents that are available for information on a particular property. So I'm not visionary enough to be able to predict what's going to happen, but there are changes occurring all the time. And you know, one person, I don't know if your audience knows about Jim Abbott, but he has probably been at the forefront of this issue even more than myself. And he and I communicate quite often. He's going around the country now talking to MLSs and getting really rave reviews. So if anybody really wants to have somebody come out and tell them how to deal with this, he's certainly available, I'm sure.
He has a brokerage in the San Francisco area, does he not?
San Diego.
That's right. He came
Abbott
out like three
Realty
or four years
Realty.
Ago. Yeah, Abbott,
yes.
I remember that. I remember he put up a really provocative video, and it kind of got the conversation started. It is interesting, you mentioned Inman. It is interesting to me how many folks on Inman would just assume we stop talking about this and let the syndication train leave the station and everybody load up and stop questioning it. But, yeah, you said something also kind of spiked my interest. You said when the pain is great enough, there will be some level of revolt. I agree. But, Ben, do you have an opinion on what form that pain would have to be in order for our industry to actually take it seriously? Because, frankly, as I can tell you are, I'm surprised that there hasn't been a revolt already. So what has to happen?
Well, there have been many revolts, say many, and M-I-N-I. There's been small revolts. Cray Leakey has pulled their listings. Of course, everybody knows about Edina. Of course, Jim Abbott's pulled them. I mean, there's a long list of brokers that have pulled their listings. And unfortunately, what happens when they do that, their competitors just jump on it and try to capitalize and increase their market share rather than joining forces and dealing with the issue that we have. And so I don't know. And then another issue, Realogy made has made that deal with the portals for I think $199 a year. They can put any amount of listings.
Agents didn't know about that.
And I guess some brokers don't either. And of course, brokers control where the listings go mostly. And as the information seeps through our industry and we become more aware, then we'll become more attuned to what can be done. But it is just lunacy to give your product to a company who then charges you and for any benefit. We're receiving no benefit for the listings. It does us no good, in my opinion, to have our listings on 300 or 1,000 websites. I mean, at what point? I mean, people can only look at one website at a time, and nobody's going to be looking at more than probably a couple of them, if that many. You're going to have your favorite website, and all you're doing is creating an opportunity for yourself to be on the third page of a Google search whenever you put your listings out there on every website. So
right, versus say, 10 years, well, more than 10 years ago now, 20 years ago when Realtor.com came out, you did get a lot of great. I mean, it was really beneficial to be a listing agent because you capture all of your own leads. But now it doesn't work that way anymore. And so the Realogy thing, guys, that he just talked about, what that was a side deal that Realogy made with Zillow, if I remember correctly, that essentially their agents could have the same benefit as an agent paying, I think it was $3,500 a year for something like $200. I don't remember the exact numbers. Maybe Ben does. But this was a little side deal in order for Realogy to continue to syndicate their listings to Zillow. So then the question then becomes, if you're at a non-Realogy-owned brand, why the heck are you spending so much? Why aren't you demanding your broker strike the similar deal? It was Dave Liniger that came out recently, one of the founders of, well, him and his wife who founded RE/MAX, who basically said, in not so, indirect way, that if you guys get into the listing end of things or try to get into the referring end of things, if you cross the line and actually starting to act like a real estate broker, then there's going to be cause for action. We've interviewed other people on our radio show that sort of insinuated the same thing. So maybe that's the line in the sand. When Zillow and Trulia and maybe even Realtor.com, though I doubt if Realtor.com would ever do it or even consider it, when those companies start getting into the listing referring into the business, capturing listing leads and referring them back to agents for 30, 40%, maybe at that time that'll be enough pain that the industry actually does something. But I have a feeling that would even be questionable at that point too. So who knows? It's interesting where things are going, that's for sure. Tell us about Homes USA. Tell us about the club.
Well, one final thought on the syndication issue. The portals can do things that and allow agents and brokers to do things that the NAR's code of ethics prohibits, and that's I guess my primary concern about them. They do just a lot of things that are just prohibited. But you can find more about that at narep.net. The Bill of Rights are there. The listing addendum is there. So,
Since you brought that up, let me ask a follow-up question. If Zillow and Trulia were willing to follow the framework of the Bill of Rights, would you have any problem with them syndicating your listings at that point?
No, it would require a change in their and their business, the way that they do business, but that would be fine with me. I think it would be a fair exchange because we would be giving them their content in return for some benefit. And right now, we're giving them the content and very little benefit. Go ahead.
I'm sorry. Well, I was going to ask you, what if they're willing to pay you for your listings, like pay you for your content, kind of like a lot of independent writers do. They'll write an article and sell it to an online publication and get paid, you know, per word or whatever. So what can you conceive of a time when it would be acceptable that they would pay you for using your listings?
That's an interesting concept. I hadn't really thought about it, to be honest with you. I don't really think that's likely to happen. I think it's more likely they will try to come up with something that some other form of compensation. And if they did that, that's probably more what we're looking for. I don't think people are looking to, or agents are looking to sell their listing content. They're wanting to get the home sold.
Good point. All right, so let's talk about let agents know. This is something that Tim Ventura told me about. I was excited to talk with you about this. Homes USA Club, tell us a little bit about that, since I know you were wanting some feedback from our listeners on that. And I have to warn you, we have literally tens of thousands of listeners, so I hope you're ready for the feedback.
Well, that would be great. We've been doing the builders' listings, and, of course, the entire reason for doing that is to get the information to agents. I have an associate here in the office by the name of Bob Hafer, who has put together MCE classes in cooperation with the local Realtor Association and the Home Builders Association. And he's been doing this for about a year, and he's telling me all the questions he's getting back from the agents, wanting more information, but very good feedback. And we've come to the realization there's a real hunger out there from agents wanting to know how to work better with agents. I mean, with builders. To work better with builders. And so we came up with the concept that on the other hand, builders want to have better relationships with agents. They want to express their agent friendliness, but in spite of that, there's no real vehicle to do that. And so this is what the Homes USA Club does. We have benefits to agents and benefits to builders. Some of the benefits to agents would be they would be assured of some sort of bonus, maybe $500 or more per home. The builder would have to agree to that as part of their affiliation with the club. The agents would receive a website insert that would have the new homes on their website, so they could do their own new home website search right on their own website, as could their clients. And they wouldn't have to go to any other, multiple builder sites to find out what the inventory was. We would have all of that right there on their website for them. It's been suggested that we have a job board for agents that want to become assistants or sales counselors. Of course, the education benefits I touched on, we would have meetings, annual and quarterly and semi-annual meetings for trends and to keep agents, I'm getting a little ahead of myself, to keep agents up to date on housing trends and economic forecast. We would have annual awards for recognition of agents that outstanding performance, and they would also receive lapel pins, decals, and the right to use our logo on their cards, their websites, their signs, whatever they may want to let people know that they are part of this entity. And on the other hand, builders would be able to, as I say, demonstrate their friendliness, increase agent goodwill, hopefully increase sales. They would have be able to identify. They would know who the membership was that was actually these agents that are actually members of the club, so that if they wanted to do, say, a focus group, or they wanted to send out an email announcing a new subdivision or something, agents would be agreeable to receiving that information. And of course the broker, the builders could then post anything on the job board if they had an opening for an assistant or sales counselor. And that's some of the highlights of the benefits. So
the website for them to go to, Ben, is?
Well, we have not. It's going to be homesusasalesclub.com. We're
okay.
Still in the feedback stage, and you know, I will say we have not received one negative comment from builders or brokers. We have an appointment with the largest independent broker in our region next week to brief them on it. We've already done a pre-briefing, and they seem very interested. I've talked to multi-market regional builders that are very interested in it, and we're talking to even some national builders that are very interested. So when we get all of our feedback, we will then finalize it. It's not going to be difficult to create the website, and it's not going to be an expensive process for anyone to be a part of. For the agents, their only cost is going to be taking the courses to become qualified to use the logo and be a part of the membership. They would have to sell at least one new home per year to remain members, or they would drop to a candidate status.
No, I get what you're saying. So basically the essence of it, and I agree this is a great time for you to come out with this product, in essence is there are tremendous opportunities to be working with new construction builders all over the country. A lot of them are retooling their sales staff. A lot of agents don't really know anything about working with builders. Builders and working with builders, whether it be a high-end custom builder or a production builder, you know, it's a fantastic way to make money. And some of you are going to find yourselves specializing and wanting to focus just on new construction. And, you know, like Ben has, it is an incredible opportunity in virtually the entire country. So, Ben, we have to wrap up. I really appreciate you being my co-host today and allowing me to interview you. It was great finally talking with you. And so, guys, there it is, popular request, Ben Caballero, RealTrends' number one top-producing agent in the USA. Hopefully you enjoyed the interview as much as I did. So, Ben, thank you very much. I really appreciate your time.
You're very welcome, and thank you for allowing me to address your audience.
Thank you. Have a great day.
You too.
This program has been a presentation by Tim and Julie Harris, Real Estate Coaching. For more information on our real estate coaching and training programs, visit our website at timandjulieharris.com. Remember to tune in weekdays at noon for upcoming shows. And until next time, thank you for listening to Real Estate Coaching Radio with Tim and Julie Harris.